Hi, everybody. Welcome back to my channel. My name is Stassi. Thank you so much for being here today. I am so excited to have Zeph here. Hi, Zeph.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Thank you so much for wanting to be part of this. Like, honestly, like, I've heard so many amazing things about you, and I'm like, I want to get you on my podcast, especially on my last season. I want to like finally get to know the face from the legend. So I'm so
Aw.
excited to have you here today.
Well, thank you. I really appreciate that. It's exciting.
Oh my gosh, I'm so excited. Well, before we dive in, I'd love to learn a little bit more about yourself and your Sims history.
New Sims history. I have been playing since I was 8 years old in 2000. So like right out the gate. My Sims addiction started because of my mom. She's the one who like started everything. Well, because like I was like, hey, can I get this game? And then she just kept getting all the packs and stuff. But you know, obviously, like my love of this game, and I'm 34 now, by the way. I was 8, like in 2000. So, she just kept buying me packs, and eventually, one day, I just kind of started streaming The Sims, and then that's kind of like it was. Oh God, in like early 2019, and then things just kind of took off from there. Like people kept coming, and then here we are today. So, been simming
I love that.
it
I mean, this episode's coming out in March, but today's actually the Sims
It
birthday. The Sims
is.
turns 26 today. That's fucking wild. Like, let's just not take a minute and say, like, that's not wild.
It hurts my feelings to think that I've been playing a game for 26 years. Ouch. Ouch. But you know, and that really like The Sims is one of those games where it's just such it's so malleable and it literally can be whatever the heck you want it to be. Like you're tired of that, we'll go play something else. Like do something else, like build something else, make
Well,
something else.
exactly. What's well, like the ultimate sandbox
It
version.
is.
And like what I liked about it as a kid, because I've been playing since 2003. I was 10 years old, which is like how is that like 23 years ago? Like that's not possible.
I know it doesn't feel like it. Like I talk about this quite often, you know, and how I have been playing this game for longer than I haven't been. And that's kind of
Yes.
astounding, you know, like just the imprint that it's made on the way that I view the world, even, you know, because we've all driven by a house, I'm sure, and are like, that's that one window and
Oh,
that
for sure. Or
one
you're like in
back.
The Sims, like when you see a person, like I could make that in The Sims. And just like I agree, everybody like anytime that someone's walked by, you'd say like I don't know, like a random building. You're like, so that window's definitely in Get Together, and those bricks are in High School Life. So like it's just it, yeah, you speak of it having like an important role in a lot of people's lives. I mean, self included. Think let's take a time machine back here to 2000. There's no YouTube. There's no social media. It's literally like the internet is in its infancy, where you're like maybe a dress up game and like Disney.com. More like the things that you had to do if you wanted to play, or Neopets, obviously Neopets. But like there was nothing, and like The Sims was just like this incredible game. A lot of Canadians actually got it for free in cereal boxes.
I remember hearing about something like that. Like, obviously not back then, but like, you know, that was like a campaign that they had done back then. Like, that's kind of insane to me to like hone in on those days where we'd get all those things in the cereal boxes because we talk about that and kids are like, no, it's fake. It's
Yeah,
not a
no, it's
thing.
not real. I'm like,
Do that for
that
free.
is how I had Monopoly, Game of Life, Roller Coaster Tycoon 1 and 2. The suit. No, I didn't have this. I got it free in the game cereal box, but like as you can see behind me, I'm an addict just by myself. But it's just fascinating. And now, like, I can't remember who I was talking to this week about having a disk drive and how that does not exist anymore. It's just wild to think that all of these like Sims 4 packs, especially the ones that have come out, it's all digital. I would love to have a hard cases of them all to have it as part of my collection.
Oh, I would definitely love to have hard cases of things, you know? And I think like I also see like a lot of my community members getting really excited, like, oh, guess what I found at Goodwill, or guess what I found at like this one thrift store. And I'm like, holy crap, that's so good.
Yes. Oh, 100%. So my brother-in-law works at a thrift store and he'll be like, Jenny, do you have this pack? And I'll be like, nope.
Get
Didn't
that for
even know.
me.
Get that for me for 90 cents, please.
Right? Like, let's go.
Let's go, right? You're right, because like that's the whole big thing is like kids go off to university, leave all their shit behind. Their parents are like, well, fuck, what are we supposed to do with this? Like that happened with me with a lot of my originals is I moved out. My parents are like, well, we don't want this, and they threw it out. If I would have known that, I would have like ran back and got it.
I know it sucks so bad because like that's one thing that like my mom ended up doing or something. I think I have most of my Sims 3 packs, but my Sims 2 ones, I just kissed goodbye at some point. And like same with all, because I had every single pack like until I was 15 and started working myself. Like my mom, when I say that my mom fed like fueled the Sims addiction, I wasn't lying about it. She was like, sure, new pack. Okay. I was like, I was very lucky in that way.
Yes.
Oh, that reminds me, like 1 year I got like something for Christmas for The Sims 2. And like in those days, you know, like there's like our front door, and then like immediately to the side of it, there was like our computer in our living room, right? And then I remember I was like playing a lot, of course, as you do, like over winter break. And my grandparents came over and I was like playing or whatever, blah, blah, blah. And then like a few, it was like 2 or 3 days later, they came back again to visit, like closer to like New Year's Eve or whatever. And they were like, my grandpa goes, have you moved? I was like, okay, damn, grandpa, go straight for the throat, I guess. And
Right?
then,
Like thanks, Grandpa. Like you'll be like, yeah, I moved. I came and ate and sat back down.
Right, like what of it? I moved a little bit. But that also kind of reminds me of this one moment. And I remember back, as my dad is no longer like with us and stuff like that. And like, he had, I got to poke fun at him for this. Cause like when he was sick, he would like pull up my live streams and like watch it and stuff like on the TV. And, I got to poke fun at him because like I've been a full-time content creator for about 6 years now, like coming on 6 years this spring. And The Sims is like the core focus of that. And my dad actually used to like poke fun at me. He's like, you play that game like you get paid to play it. Like, even though I don't like obviously directly get paid to do so, you know, like I just built the community and then like I'm fortunate enough to have that in my life. Then it surrounds the Sims and it's like, hey dad, remember all those years playing the Sims? And he's like, joke's on you, dad.
Like, think about it. So, like, you've actually touched on a really important point there. And also, thank you for sharing that with me. And, I'm so sorry to hear about your dad. If I would have told my mom that I paid for a chunk of my wedding because of this podcast, she would be like, but you literally talk about nothing. That's all you do is talk about nothing. My mom is like my biggest supporter, but she's like, you're not really doing anything, you're just talking. But like if I would have told my little like 10-year-old self that like you would be recognized by EA because you just talk about a game that you love with people, I would have been like, you fucking high? Like did you just like smoke weed out of an apple? Like what the fuck are
Right,
you
like what's
talking?
happening here?
What are you talking about? Right? So like it's just interesting. And now like content creating is like top five most popular careers for kids, like basically like we kind of paved the way for them, and it's so interesting now.
It is. And like, I'm at that age now, like being in my like closing on my mid-30s, where one of our like one of my high school friends, like I grew up with her. Actually, it was like elementary school friend. She is a kid. And she's in like second or third grade now. And whenever she, because she wants to be a content creator, actually. And then my friend will like chime me in and be like, so how can I talk to her about doing her math homework? Because she doesn't think she needs it as a content creator. And I was like, well, and then I went in about like how we have to like discuss wages and like how I know what to pay in my taxes, you know, and like just like general things like you'd explain it to like a second or third grader kind of thing. But yeah, like there's, you know, like it's important to reiterate that like you still have to have those foundational skills. You can't just get on camera and then just be like, Wee. I mean, that'd be nice. And there's a lot of things that go into it, but
No, of course. And like a lot of us, like I have a full-time job. Like this is just fun on this, especially on my last year. Fuck, this is fun on the side. But when I was really hustling like 2 years ago, like I was like podcast, podcast, podcast. But like I need my full-time job to pay my bills. And a lot of content creators do because like you t again touching on a good point here, it's the sponsors and will come and pay. Or if you've hit a partnership or you're an affiliate and you can get ad money, that's when the money comes in. But like honestly, like I so you're yeah, you're coming up, so you've been a full-time content streamer since March 24th, 2020. And what I'll try to do, I'll try to have this come out on that day to basically say congratulations, it's been 6 years of being a full-time content
6 years.
creator. I can't believe that. Like I'm like I need money. Like I like it's expensive. I can't even imagine the pressure of what it's like to rely on that as income, where like I'm salary. Come hell or high water, I'm making the same pay every 2 weeks. Do you mind shining a light upon that and like the stresses that may come with it?
No, for sure. I don't know. I'm very lucky with the community that I've built, first of all. You know, like the amount of generosity and patience and things. And honestly, one thing that's really got me super far is transparency and like celebrating milestones together. You know, like if they know that there's something fun through like subscriptions or something, because they know like they're supporting me and like also the emotes and like all the subs make people happy and like that's a joy. They're like, oh my God, I got so excited when I got the emotes. That made my whole week, you know, that kind of thing. Like the fact that people want to share that sense of joy. And then I feel like their enthusiasm is just so magnetic towards that. And like they understand that like the cooking stream or like a coloring stream or other cozy fun little things that we might be able to do together, you know, and it's like just honing in on the sense of community has really helped with that. But also truly, genuinely, I have just tried to be who me, like I am. Like I am the same person on camera and off camera as I am. You know, like maybe you might not get the nitty-gritty like dark details of like the really deep shit that I'm going through in my personal life, but like you're still gonna get like at least a brush over. 'Cause at some point things do have to be for you. But I feel like building a relationship of like or like a community of authenticity really pulls you that mile because there's so much superficial shit online. And especially in today's day and age, like creating something that people feel like they have a voice, they feel heard, they can ask questions, they feel comfortable is such a powerful thing in a world that is designed to make us feel isolated. And that's kind of like the driving factor behind things and like the stresses that can come along with that. Yeah, like some, you know, some months are slower than others, you know, whether like sponsorships or whatever. But at the end of the day, it does take a lot of planning and prep work into that. And then I just kind of have my dad's mentality here. Like things always just kind of work itself out in that way. But just learning budgeting and learning like all that stuff, but managing the stress, and just kind of planning forward. 'Cause like I guess 6 years in, you kind of get a feel for like when things are going to be slower and you can kind of prep for that. So there is a beauty in that too, you know. Because you do see the patterns, and I also come from a background in finance, so I do have a leg up there, I guess,
Of
because I'm
course.
able to kind of like have that mentality, like for that kind of stuff to make something like this work.
No, of course. And thank you for sharing this. What I could just tell about your like everything you've just said, it's real. It's real. That is really hard to come by these days as something real, not fake, like you said, not superficial, but real. And it's if you can hone in on that, is somebody a podcast host, Twitch streamer, when you're on camera, you're on. There's no, you have to have that on-off switch. And I love to hear that you are the same person on stream as you are in real life. That carries through the genuine, really awesome person that you are. So, No, it's absolutely incredible. I can see why you've been able to build such a community on Twitch. You have 40,000 plus subs. What? Like, how does that feel as like I can't even only imagine.
For me, it kind of comes from this like, I did something that made someone smile or laugh that made them want to hit that follow button. Or like, or you just like, we talk about really deep and real sentimental things, but also we have nuance of talking about like fart jokes and dick jokes and whatever too. Like, there's, you have balance, or you make the innuendo, whatever. But like, I find it really humbling because I grew up with this mentality from my grandpa and my dad about like, you are the company you keep. So that means like what you allow in your space kind of becomes like you. You know, does that make sense?
Of
Like,
course
we've
it
all met
does.
someone who's just like, oh, that's just a bitter, sour person. Like, I'm just in a worse mood by being around this person, you know? But if I wouldn't want to hang out with myself, then why would community members? I guess,
That's very,
too.
very true. What was it like? Sorry, go ahead. No, go ahead, go ahead.
No, I was going to say about like how I think like, obviously like there has to be parasocial boundaries that have to be made. And like, there's a difference, like, you know me, but you don't know me kind of thing. Does that make sense? Like,
Of course
there's
it does.
still boundaries that have to be put into place, but it is like, I have to realize that you're a real person on the other side of that, on the other side of those words. And like, you have real shit going on. And the fact that someone wants to take time out of their day to spend like that 24 hours, like that limited time they have on this earth to spend it with you, is something that is like really powerful. So I'm going to make that as much of like a warm experience as I possibly can, I guess. If
I just want to go to your TED
that
Talk like at all times. It's like you are
makes sense.
just leaving me feeling so inspired.
I'm just like, I'm such a weepy person, heart on my sleeve all the time. For better or for worse, but I feel like vulnerability allows for more growth on all fronts. And there's a strength in vulnerability because it's terrifying to like
Absolutely.
break past that, I guess.
Well, it's petrifying putting yourself out there
Oh,
online. Like
God.
let's call a spade here. The world's fucking brutal,
Oh,
and
God, yeah.
especially right now. In we are
Yes.
2 months into 2026, and I don't know what will happen by the time this podcast comes out. I couldn't even tell you. I'm hoping not for World War III. I'm not manifesting
Just don't know, right?
that was not on my bingo card, but like, please note that like. Because it would come down to like it would be like us versus you, and that's so bullshit.
I know.
Yay!
I don't know. I was like, I just want to trade maple syrup or something. I don't know. I just
Come up
want
to Canada, like honestly,
to
you have the
chill.
most Canada energy, and please take that with pride.
I grew up in Wisconsin, so that's actually, we pretend to be Canada, but we're actually part of the United States. And I think that Wisconsinites are just sour about it. Listen, I said what I said. Born in, I'm an implant in Illinois, so I get it. We just pretend to be Canada Junior.
Sorry, I'm laughing so hard. Honestly, okay. I've made this pitch for years. I will happily take Illinois and California, and we can switch out Quebec and Alberta
That's
because
kind of the Canadian take, I think, in general. I think all of you guys are kind of on the same page from what I understand.
yes, 100%. Quebec is the fucking reason why we can't get rid of daylight fucking savings because they won't do it. Okay? I've
We're in
never
that fight too, I get
I we are in that,
it.
yeah, it's them. They're like, I can't even do a French accent because they're like, no. Like, get the fuck out of here. You got like because like if you go to Quebec, it the expectation is for you to only speak French.
What? No. No, I mean, I understand like a little bit of both,
For sure.
but like not just exclusively.
Exclusive French.
Yeah.
Especially the like the heart of it's en français, only en français.
It's crazy.
Yeah, I can barely speak English. I can't speak French. It is a fucking hoot anytime I call anyone in Quebec, and they're like, "Bonjour, comment ça va?" And I'm like, "Bonjour, je m'appelle Jenny." And
That's
that's it.
it? Like, okay,
And then
English?
they say, so I was like, "Non, speak français."
Right?
Again, not speak, because that's not fucking speak in French, but I don't legit know. I just know no French is the only two words that I know. But anyways, please, we will adopt you. We like maple syrup and hockey and cold weather. And that's kind of like
Yes.
that's your Canadian card. You get a Canadian Tire card. You'll get to learn what Canadian Tire money is, and must cheer for hockey, any type. And your Tim Hortons order, we start you off with a double double, and then you work your way on the either side of it, and then that's your welcome to Canada card. So please come here. We will take you.
I feel like the Chicago area, the Chicagoland area would be really good about that.
Yes,
About like the hockey and the Timmy, so you're good.
honestly, I love Chicago, and it fucking breaks my heart that I
So
can't go to the States. Actually, my fiance proposed to me in front of the Bean
That's
in Chicago.
iconic. I
It
love
is.
that. It's a great area.
Yeah, it was my 26th birthday weekend with all of my best friends in my favorite city. And he like proposed in front of it was like a busy Sunday. And it was like really stinking hot. It was like 40 Celsius that day. And I'm like, my hair extensions are frizzing. My cute girl outfit is now sweat
Melting. No, you're
melting.
glistening. You're glistening.
But no, I absolutely love Chicago, and I hope after the dictator's gone, and things kind of go back to normal, if there's any form of normal of what's happening, I would love to go back and visit America. But anybody listening to this, come to Canada, friends. Any Americans out there? Not that bad, especially if you go not in the winter, and unless you're used to the winter.
Right. Honestly, most of the bigger cities are closer to the border anyway. So, like, if they can handle Midwest winter, you can handle Canadian winter. You're
Yeah,
fine. Like that, like there. And honestly, like, we're just kind of like your meth lab in your basement is kind of like it's kind of what's happening. So I'm sorry about
it honest
that.
to God does scare me. I have to be like, okay, so he's picked Greenland now. That's great.
Like, don't blow up. Don't
Right?
blow up the meth lab.
Yeah, and I'm like, is he gonna pick on us again? Because, like, we don't want that. You know, it's okay, a little side tangent, and I promise we'll get back to everything. So, Canadians hate Trump so much that we did not vote in the conservative leader last year, and Quebec, who fucking hates everything and everybody, chose to vote liberal, which is like basically like Biden, to ensure that who I call PP, would not get into power because they hate everything Trump's doing. And PP had s not 100% aligned himself with Trump, but didn't say no, per se.
That's a huge relief. So at least we can be like, hey, we're showing the world what not to do. You
Yes.
know, so like, I guess you're welcome. You know, like, as much as that's like crappy to say, you know what I mean?
Oh, for like he was like PP was a shoo-in too when he had like a 99% because everybody hated Trudeau, including the liberals hated Trudeau. And the fact that Trump had it was literally the 51st stage shit, and Carney was like, now we're gonna shut that shit down. And PP's like, maybe. Yeah. Like the country came together to ensure that like Trump would have fucking nothing to
That's
do to
kind of what's
us.
happening here now. And
Is
of
it?
course, yeah, it's kind of happening here now. I'm very politically active and we can get into that too.
Yeah.
Like, because we can talk about the buyout and all that stuff too, and like
For
the
sure.
things that are going on with that. But like
Yeah.
it's yeah, there's some things that are definitely sliding, and there's a lot of people that are like, the fuck? But which is
Oh,
great.
no, it's honestly it is great. And my source of news for US news, and please don't judge me when I say this out loud, is like The Daily Show with Jon Stewart or Last Week Tonight with John Oliver, because A, I don't watch the news because it's very sad and depressing, but like these two will cover it. And just I was on my way home listening to Jon Stewart, and I was like, oh my fucking God. It's like the US government is just a walking conundrum of backwards ass thinking, and it is absolutely petrifying to be anybody but a white male in America right now. that supports Trump. Let's put that, yes.
Yeah, because like we saw what happened in places, but totally, yes. Honestly, that's like a really important thing, you know, like because you can stay in the know, but then also not make yourself super depressed about it because the way that it's delivered, because you're still getting like the real things, but you're also
Yes.
getting like the nudges and jokes about it too at the same time. Because I do really appreciate Jon Stewart's work for sure. So, like, I get that.
Yes. And exactly. And it puts on a edge for myself. I'm like, okay, this is what's going on right now. I'm so scared to my cousins to the south, essentially. And my heart goes out to everybody, especially anyone who is being affected by the ICE raids or is being affected by the ICE raids or scared of ICE raids. I understand that I'm Canadian, and if I went to America, ICE wouldn't affect me. Just even the thought of ICE being in a city that I'm currently could be in makes me not want to go anywhere near America
Oh
currently.
yeah. 100%. And I know that's like kind of like a global sentiment, so I really understand that too. Yes. And that's respectable. And it's important that you guys use your voices too, you know, because like not only towards Americans, but also towards each other. Because like we've seen how like this the seeds of division have been sown to create the situation. So you guys are like collectively sticky like maple syrup, and you guys are like, no, fuck that.
Well,
It's
that
like
was
I don't
exactly it.
want
Like, I
that.
will sit here and tell you, I have never, the Canadians were friendly. That's like what people know about us. We were booing during the US national anthem. Like, that is unheard of for us. And it was so interesting. And I will sit here and tell you, if anyone has been to any live sporting event and has heard the Canadian national anthem, and when you hear the word free, the fucking stadium goes loud, self included. Because we are free and we will not be the 51st anything. And it's really depressing that, like, that is the reality that we currently live in. And not fucking only that, this is 1 year into this. What the fuck's the next three gonna look like? And I think we're gonna start seeing it. Correct me if I'm wrong. Carcasses are coming soon, correct? Like Senate elections and stuff like that.
Oh yeah, like our
Yeah,
midterms.
okay.
Yep.
Yes,
Yeah,
okay,
they're
sorry, midterms.
coming
Yes.
this November. Yeah. So
Yes.
like we're already seeing key elections in certain areas. Like there was, I think like the 9th district, I believe it is, don't quote me on that, in Texas. First ever Democrat to win in that district ever in history.
I think
So
we're gonna
there's
start seeing more of
things that
that.
are happening.
And we need to see that. I mean, honestly, you guys are living in Hunger Games right now. It is Pan Am at its finest, and it's fucking petrifying knowing that there will legit almost be a fucking Hunger Games in America this year. Like, it's like I just like, is he dumb? Like, obviously he's dumb, but like there's a part of me being like, is this an act? Like, you fucking know what you're doing though, right? So, yeah. Yes. Well, now you spoke about the bio. That is a very touchy subject. The floor is yours. I will not. I will. People have condemned being like, how dare you speak of The Sims? How dare you do these things? Or there are some people like, I don't give a shit. So, like,
And I think truly the only incorrect house to be in right now is bullying others and just being an ass to others. Because and I'll kind of like lead with this part is action matters right now. And I know since we're kind of on like the topics of politics a little bit, in October of last year, like 2025, Richard Blumenthal and Elizabeth Warren filed a letter of concern to Scott Bessent. I can't remember exactly what party's in, but essentially they wanted an investigation. And on January 22nd, 2026, so like literally just a couple weeks ago when we're recording this, they actually filed, there's 46 representatives that signed a letter to the FTC to investigate.
Yes.
So, with a financial background, I could yap and get into this and all that kind of stuff. But if po politics are going to do us regardless, and in a world that literally spins up to like the same three things, like the same three foundations that like have that pretty much own everything. Political advocacy and everything is so critical because everything is politics. So I created like a little letter and like a little thing, so people can call their representatives. Because if they're not on that letter, you need to bring it to their attention. Because I actually met with my own personal representative, like in person, and I held a discussion with them. Because like I like because the way that this initiated is because like I am still in the Creator Network, right? And so he's like, "Hey, this is like an extremely pertinent thing. I'm really fascinated in this. Let's talk. Let's meet," kind of thing.
Yes.
So then he's like, "This wasn't even on my radar." And I'm like, "Yep, that's why and we need to talk about that." Because if we are as a community need to do something or can
Yes.
do something, doing this is what we can do. Because in
I
a
agree.
world that feels out of control and things that are horrible, and as much as I don't want this to happen, this is still our chance to like put this on their table. So,
Well, thank you for doing that. Actually, that was one of my talking points because I saw that you were doing that, and I was like, that's fucking incredible. I never would have thought about to even suggest to thinking of to do that. I didn't know the proper chain of how to do things, and I hope this gets as far as it can. I pray and I want this deal to fall through. It's a gross deal.
Even if we put the brakes on it for a little
Yes.
bit and just keep pushing, kind of thing, because like people are like, it doesn't work. But I want to remind you that I think it was 8 Republican representatives, don't quote me on the number, crossed lines with the ICE funding bill because they were pro funding ICE and then like in the United States. And they crossed lines and voted no to fund ICE recently. So, and that was because of phone calls. So there's little
Yes.
things like this. If you bring things to their attention and if you talk about it, because this is the power that we do have in moments of shit feeling helpless, our voices are our power. And as soon as you like, I'm kind of like a spiteful person. Like, you can't tell me what to do. I'm going to make that phone call. But really, like, we have many people in numbers, and I'm as heartbroken about it for a myriad of different reasons as just as anyone else would be. All feelings are valid except for bullying and
Bullying.
belittling people,
I
because that's
agree.
just never the way to go about anything in life.
I think you said that so perfectly. I think a lot of people were really scared, self included, to be like, do I continue this? Is there even a is there even anybody left? Because everybody was jumping ship very quickly, and a lot of bullying and a lot of I can only speak for myself, but I had a lot of people saying, if you don't stop doing what you're doing, I've lost all respect for you. Like that is a lot to put on somebody who just like I'm just 32 years old. Like I'm a coordinator, okay? I eat soup like 3 times a week, okay? Like I'm not making I didn't make this deal. They didn't call Jen. They didn't be like, "Hey Jen, should we do this?" Like, yes, I have nothing to do with this. Yes, I understand it's part of a I'm part of the EA Creator Network, but I like there were certain like our community managers, they didn't vote for this. They just happened to work for the company where this happened. And if we were getting harassed, I couldn't even imagine. Like I reached out to everybody I knew at EA and I'm like, "I'm so sorry for what you're going through. The community right now is on fire, and I can only imagine the reception that you are getting, and I hope that you are taking care of yourself."
Yeah, and that's so huge too. Like, there's I can't remember exactly like the way that I hold the conversation with my community about this is it's very open and honest, obviously, about like if we're making the right decisions, if what's happening is the right move. 'Cause like at the end of the day, like you said, we're just like the person behind the camera. Like, we're still all lost in the sauce too.
Yes.
But at the end of the day, like everything is unethical. Everything is shit. However, it is still possible to care for yourself and to care for others, namely like community and mice in my like experience here. It
Yes.
really sucks that The Sims got spooled into that, but we as content creators have become really easy targets. And I think the anger is then we're accessible.
Yes.
And that's why I push so hard for political advocacy. It's like, if you want to take this anger and this upset about the way that things are going in this world right now, do something productive with that. It's like you can either rise to the occasion or you can sink below it. And like
Exactly.
it's right at our doorstep right now. And so if anyone's listening here, I really encourage you to look in to see what that looks like for you. And I also want to point out that EA and like EA games and stuff are actually larger outside the United States than in. So any implications relating to things like that are actually also impacting on a global scale. So it's not just a uniquely American issue because there's Canadian offices and like, because we think it like, I think it was a, like EA Sports FC, I think is their largest title. And so soccer or football, depending on where you're from, not American football. And that is their biggest title. And that is certainly not a sport that is as popular in the United States as it is elsewhere, like Europe or Canada or even South America, Mexico, all that. So it's not a perspective that a lot of people look at it from, but I also think that, in a world like that feels so out of control and everything is spiraling, everything feels like it's like not real, crumbling, whatever, like all that shit. People have a tendency to lash out at the most convenient source, creators,
Would.
because they have to have a place to put that anger. And
It's
like,
like,
it's right.
no, for sure. Sorry, go ahead. Go ahead.
It's okay to feel mad, but it's what you do with that matters.
No, absolutely. Like, we're not customer service for EA. We're just creators. But you honestly, you said that so perfectly. Again, I am just, I you're just leaving me feeling so inspired. You have no idea. I need to keep you on my like my shoulder from like when I'm making a like am I making a right choice? I feel like you would be like, okay, this is what we need to do, and we're gonna be okay. I just like again, I love it.
Don't get me wrong, I'm also the burn it down bitch too. I'll be like, burn it all.
yes,
Start over, flip the table, let's go. It's a muscle.
but like you, like hey, you're like as Shrek will say, you're like an onion. You have many layers. Yes, I actually got some questions for you about Twitch. I pro okay, we will go back into you about you now. Thank you for the side tip. Like honestly, I always appreciate that. I've never run away from any political topics on this podcast. It is
Politics will do you regardless of what you do. And
exactly.
politics are at the Sims doorstep, so I think it's very
Yes.
relevant.
Absolutely. So but back to streaming. I got some I did some research about you because I wanted to get to know you a little bit more. Your first, I went to your Twitch and about you. You said your first stream was October 31st, 2012. What did you play on Halloween, like 14 years ago?
Minecraft. The Minecraft community is terrifying. I've actually been like on my 2 week Minecraft binge lately, not to like brag or anything. Like it's just my husband and I or whatever, but like yeah, Minecraft. The Twitch community back then as it was like especially as like a plus size woman in 2012 with like no viewers is scary.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
For
Like
sure.
so but I guess like getting into that like my journey with streaming was always like I really like this on and off again over the years. And then I finally started making, like I said, I started streaming again in like early 2019 because I finally landed like a 9 to 5 job and I had the free time because I was like working, I was a retail manager and like I did like a whole bunch of other work and stuff. And so like I was working like 80 plus hour weeks type of thing and I never had the time or energy to do that. But I went live and I wanted to show a not so berry house that I was building. And I kept sending screenshots to my friend because I was doing not so berry like and playing The Sims and stuff off camera. And he's like, you should go live and I'll stream it and I'll watch. And then people kept showing up and then people kept showing up and then showing up. And here we are 6 years
No,
later.
I absolutely love that because you became an affiliate on March 8th, 2017.
Yep.
You first stream with schedule, April 8th, 2019. Fucking partnered, not affiliate, partnered, November 4th, 2019, full time. May 24th, 2020, in the heart of the pandemic. Couldn't be any more in the heart of that. Talk to me when you got your partnership letter from
I was on the
Twitch.
toilet. That's like my favorite story to tell. I was like on the toilet and I started like, oh my God, because it was my second application.
Okay.
It was really exciting though. But I was on the toilet when I got it. like at my day job. At that point, I think my things began the potential of like actually making it into like a thing of sustenance kind of be, like a little before that even started to become like a tangible thing. Not a pipe dream, but like maybe I could do this, I guess. But then the universe has really funny ways of just showing you what you need to do. 'Cause like I was someone who kind of like grew up not believing in myself. Or thinking I was capable of doing certain things, and sort of like just this toxic codependency that I would have. And in like 2020, I got laid off because I was working in finance. Stock markets started to like do shit, and they're like, I was one of the least senior people, so they like let me and like some other people go, kind of thing. And I was like, fair enough. But at that point, I was like, fuck it, because I had like 2 weeks severance. Basically, they were gonna, or like they gave me like a month or something, I think is what it was. And it was even scarier because the universe, like you just kind of have to like open your heart to things sometimes. The universe will sometimes be like, jump. So you either go how high or back away from the edge. Because I was breaking up with my long-term boyfriend at the time, and I was literally like, we were literally like separated and like gonna move out of the apartment kind of thing. And then I lost all my stability through him. And then also through like my job with a consistent pay. So at some point, it's just like I said earlier, you have to kind of either rise to the occasion or sink below and
You rose to the
find a
occasion.
way. But that level of like not believing in yourself to that, like to making it work and doing your dream thing is a really crazy experience, I guess.
What did it feel like to jump off that cliff and know that you were fine and safe once you landed in the water?
Empowering, like, especially pertaining to like the community that I had built, you know, around that. because I was like, trusting in myself through building trust with community. And like they knew, like, 'cause people show up and like they know what they're gonna get from you. They know what to expect from you, 'cause that's me,
Yes.
I guess. So yeah, it's super empowering, honestly.
You built such a strong community around you, and that takes a lot of skill. What is one thing you wish you could tell yourself now that you know that you would have told yourself almost 6 years ago?
Boundaries.
Boundaries.
Because I'm someone who laxes on boundaries a lot. And this is something, and like doing that boundary work is so hard because I'd honestly sometimes like laying out that boundary or like just being like firm, because you can be firm and still be nice without being a pushover or a bitch, you know, kind of thing. but sometimes laying boundaries feels like I'd rather punch you in the face because that would be easier. but not letting people push your boundaries or push your limits or use you, because that's also something that is really prevalent in the streaming space. Like, because you can still be vulnerable and still not let people abuse you. And if they are pissy when you set that boundary, then they've only existed in your space to due to their like gain through your lack of boundaries, if that makes sense.
Exactly. And I think you touched on a really good point about boundaries and how important they are, because boundaries can also change as you grow and evolve. And the person cannot respect your boundary of what you need either from them or what they need from you. And they're not willing to do that for you, then they're not worth that time in your life.
Exactly, right.
Yes. I can only speak of this as like I have recently, like, it's been been 3 years, at least 3 years October. Like I've like I'm estranged from like half of my family. Like my wedding tore a wrench between that side of the family. I won't speak ill will of them because that's just not who I am. I wish them well. Like if I saw them in the street, I would say hi. But at this point, they're just strangers. They couldn't 100% always respect my boundaries, and nor could maybe I respect theirs. Maybe we just could never see eye to eye. And like again, I wish them well. But it's just knowing that what's good for you and what if I need support and you're not there, then why am I giving you support if you can't do the same thing for me, if that makes sense. But again, speaking on boundaries and also trust. So.
Learning how to build that relationship with yourself, though, because like I said, I was like always pretty insecure, didn't really have like a strong sense of self, was always a people pleaser, lived to work, didn't really have an identity outside of work, you know, like learning to understand yourself and what you need helps you further establish those boundaries. And doing that self-love work is so huge. And honestly, like I said, that trust fall into like content creation and full-time stuff. And also like learning about the world and thus like myself as a result, because through like sharing and like experiences and discussion, has helped build that relationship with myself too. And also, community members have given feedback on that.
Absolutely, that's absolutely amazing. What advice could you give to anybody who just needs some, like, how to teach themselves how to have self-love?
How to have self-love.
Like how to teach. Okay, so like, Jen, I want you to do some self-love. Saturday, I want you to do something for self-love. What would you do? Like basically, like what would I do? Like what could you recommend?
Would you recommend?
Yeah.
Honestly, if you're like, wow, I wish that I could wear that lipstick, wear it at home for you. 'Cause like dress up for yourself. You know, because like if you get used to seeing yourself in a certain thing, an outfit, a shirt, like something like that, then just do it for yourself, because like you're the only person that you have to live with every single day. So if you're doing things for yourself, then that like that confidence, and I feel like if you nurture that flower within yourself, if you water your own garden and you know, like you nurture yourself, then you're gonna see a lot of growth.
Absolutely amazing. Well, thank you for everything that you have said. Again, TED Talk level of inspiration. I can't iterate this enough. Now, I have a couple more questions and then we're gonna wrap up. You speak on your Twitch page, you speak about the bean garden. Can you please, what is the bean garden for anybody who does not know?
It is, it's my community. It's what we call ourselves. So it started off as like, you know, because you call each other human beings,
Yeah.
right? And so our little mascot is called Beanjamin, and he's like a little rainbow bean. And it started off as this cute thing. And then it kind of almost worked out really well in terms of like the tone of our community and like the things, you know, that we get ourselves into, because each and every single person really brings like a certain color to the, you know, to the world kind of thing. And he's this adorable, like little rainbow bean guy. And beans grow in a garden, of course. But I think moreover, like I talk about like nurturing that flower within yourself. And you know, it's like a garden, you have to tend it, and it's the people that you let in it, and like you weed out the bad stuff. Like you have to understand it and you have to know. So like it's kind of, that's kind of what it is. And so it's called the bean garden.
I love that. Again, so inspirational. I fucking love it. You put your personality type on here and I'm obsessed. You're an INFJ.
To
That's
a
good.
D.
So I am an EN. What am I? No, I'm an ENTJ. No, yes. I'm the commander. Talk to me about how you are perfectly to that to a T. So what personality trait are is that?
So INFJs tend to be like a little bit more of like counselors or like advocates, which is like I try to advocate not only for others, but through that, through myself. Or like I because I remember in like middle school, we had this like program called peer mediating or whatever. And like
Okay.
that, I didn't realize like the weight of that when I was like a kid. But just allowing people, like creating a space for people to share and to feel open, you know, because like you set that tone and like be, just being an overall like approachable person. So that's just kind of the energy that I try to bring throughout life is just being a presence that people feel comfortable with. Come as you are, I guess.
That is absolutely amazing. I am the opposite. I'm a complete fucking bitch, as the kids.
I can be, but it's one of those things like I'll be nice, but don't fuck with me and don't fuck with the people that I love because I will straight up like just don't like I'll tell you I have no room for nonsense, especially the older that I get. I just
Yes.
don't.
I get it.
I have patience for misunderstanding. I don't have patience for willful ignorance.
I think
And there's a
that's
difference.
it's extremely well said. For like I don't personally wake up every morning and put my intention to super mega bitch. But it does happen, especially when I'm at my job. So like it's basically like the quote is you can call me a bitch, but wait, you can call me in a Wait, no, okay, hold it. I read it yesterday and it was like so fucking hilarious. It's you may call me an insensitive bitch, but at least I'm an effective bitch. And I'm like, yes.
Right, exactly.
but no, I absolutely, again, you are absolutely right. As soon as I saw that you were the counselor, because that's your personality, and it's like, yep. I was like, us like as a counselor. For sure. We'll see. And like I literally feel like we just had a therapy session
I
and
love it.
you've
I'm
just
like, let's
counseled
talk.
me. Yep.
I don't want to talk about the weather. Let's talk about feelings. Like, let's get to the deep shit. Like, where's your childhood trauma? What's going on? Seriously, I genuinely feel
But see,
that
that's part
way.
of your Canada card. You gotta talk about the weather for at least 25 minutes.
I'm from the Midwest. We do that too. But like that, I'm like, okay, what's next? Let's go. Done talking about that. Well, it's a bit windy, you know. It's fine.
My final question is Chicago, Illinois. I have to. So, favorite Chicago pizza? Are you Giordano's or Luminati?
I really like Quad City style tavern
Okay.
pizza, actually. But
Okay.
tavern style is really where it's at, honestly. I don't live in Chicago, but like my husband's dad is my father-in-law,
Okay.
and it's a personality type. I think any actual Chicagoan is going to be like tavern style. Fuck a deep
Okay.
dish, but honestly, I do like deep dish. Luminati's though, if I had to answer honestly though,
Okay.
like if I had to pick a deep dish between those two,
Yes. Okay. I respect
Luminati's.
that because I love Luminati for the garlic butter
Yep,
on the crust. That
fuck
is,
me up.
yeah, it's so fucking good. But like Giordano's as well. It's like one is a heart attack and one is a nice dinner. But it just depends. Which one do you want? Because
How
like
much
Giordano's.
self-loathing today? What do I want? How much self-loathing do I
Well, thank you so much for coming in and indulging and for this free therapist session. Again, I'm feeling so fulfilled and I hope everybody listening to this also feels fulfilled.
Love soul food conversations. Trust me, I'll eat that shit up. Let's go.
Steph, where can we find you?
You can find me on all of the places. So like I'm not really on like Twitter. Fuck Twitter.
Yeah, fuck Twitter. Who
Fuck Twitter. That's
gives a
basically
fuck about
like,
Twitter at this
yeah,
point? Is
honestly, Elon
well,
Musk.
technically, it's called X now, and I'm like, what the fuck is this?
That's the only thing I dead name. Trans
What?
rights. That's the only thing I dead name
Yeah,
is
fair.
Twitter.
Yeah.
But yeah, you can find me in all the places. I'm primarily on Twitch. I'm working on doing a really big gameplay series right now that I've been working on in the background for YouTube. So I'm actually finally going to start posting to YouTube, but Twitch is my primary spot. But any of the big live streaming places or any of the big content places that you can find me. So,
Fantastic. Any final question? Any goals for 2026 that you hope to achieve?
Post consistently. My husband's editing for me. So just branching out into long form content and all that, honestly, and continue to grow the community and just hopefully be some sort of a shield against the world and continue to, foster that.
I'm manifesting everything for you. Well, thank you so much for coming here today. Everyone I spoke to about you was not wrong, and you are an absolute treat. So
Thank
thank
you.
you, thank you, thank you for coming here today. Please go follow Zeph. The links are gonna be below. Again, thank you for coming on here. Very much appreciate it. Anybody listening to this, I hope you have such a fantastic day, and I'm hoping if you're in Ontario, there's a lack of snow on the ground by the time this comes out, because right now it's fucking snowing, and at this point, Wyatt and Millie said early spring, and that's 4 6 weeks from now. So let's hope Wyatt and Millie is correct. But before I leave, congratulations. As I said, like I'm gonna try to this podcast will come out on your 6 year anniversary of doing this from home. I could not be more proud of that you are able to do this from home, and just the light you shine on not only your community but the community as a whole, especially for the Sims community. It
Thank
shines
you.
bright.
I'll do my best to use my voice. Thank you.
I love that. Well, thank you, everybody. Have a great rest of your day, and we will see you all very soon. Bye, everybody.